Members, we have an agenda before us. Adoption of the minutes for the 12th of October, and I'm assuming and hoping that members have those minutes. And the second agenda item is the adoption of our report on our interaction with the Parliament, the 2015-2016 annual report. And then, of course, we've got apologies. Are there any other items that members would like to add to or delete from the agenda? If not, could I have an indication that the agenda is adopted as is? Thank you, Mr. Singh. Honorable Singh, Honorable Masonda seconds it. Thank you very much. If we then can, apologies, Honorable Members, Honorable Stian Razor. Has submitted an apology. He's otherwise occupied an engagement that he had prior to this meeting. And Honorable Gaila is away with the NCOP to the provinces. And Honorable September is on oversight with the higher education crisis that we have. I'm assuming that those apologies are in order.
Yeah.
Yes, they are. Thank you so much. The minutes of the 12th of October, Honorable Members. On page one. Any changes on page number one? On page two, page number three, on page number four.
Chair, just on the fleet management, you know, we asked for clarity on the number of vehicles Parliament has and who has access to them, etc. Now, I know the Secretary did reply to some questions in writing, and to do with the traffic fines, he did reply in that it was basically hired cars and the cars that we use for the protection of the executive authority that created or got all the fines, right? But he hasn't answered the questions as to the size of the fleet and who has access to the fleet. So that could just be noted, or he still has to answer that, please. Thank you.
I think that's an accurate recollection. Would we add that? Would we add it to the minute? You don't have to add it to the minute. Anything else on page number five? On page six? And on page seven? Could we have somebody move that these minutes? Honorable Gambier moves that the minutes adopted. Anybody seconds that motion? And Honorable Singh, minutes. Yeah?
Kevin? This seems different.
No, there's one, there's two, sorry. The one is 9 o'clock in the morning, and the one was 2.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
We're dealing with
the 2 o'clock minutes.
Have you got it?
I got the 2 o'clock, yeah, okay. So we started with the 2 o'clock before the 9 o'clock. Okay, that's fine.
The 2 o'clock minutes can we take as adopted?
Yes.
Thank you very much. October 12th, 9 o'clock.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir. My apologies, I should have indicated which ones we're dealing with. On the 9 o'clock minutes, that was what we called our closed session, I think, at the time. Are there any changes on page number 1? Page number 2? Page number 3? Page number 4? And page number 5. Movers for adoption of the minutes of 9 o'clock on the 12th. Thank you, Honourable Isaac. Any seconders for that motion? And Honourable Singh, and they have been duly adopted. Thank you very much.
I must say they're well written in the minutes.
Well done.
Well done, Cindy.
Cindy, you must ask them to motivate for a promotion or an increase.
It's
I'm not getting involved.
Hey, Cindy, it's a good coffee you drink. Puts it away now.
Honourable members, can we then move to the next agenda item, which would be the report? But just before we get to the report, Honourable Member, just very quickly, and Cindy then should have reminded me, just guidance from yourself. Yesterday we had a MANCO meeting, and we want your guidance. You know, generally with the annual report, we will get a briefing from the AG, a briefing from content advisor, and a briefing from the researcher, in what we used to call our closed meeting, in preparation for the meeting with the AG. Now, when we were discussing yesterday, we wanted some guidance from yourself. As we move on, we'll be obviously looking at a strat plan and APPs and so on. How do members want us to manage that? Do we, because we'll always get a presentation from the content advisor, we'll always get from the researcher, and now we've asked the Parliamentary Budget Office also to give us their inputs in preparation for our meeting with the principal later on. There are two choices, members, or three. The first choice, we could just give you the documents and you go through them on your own. The second choice is that we call these authors and ask them to present to us in preparation for our meeting. And that can be done a day before, or it can be done, because we meet on a Wednesday, it could be done at 12:30 to 1 o'clock on a Wednesday, bearing in mind that we're all chairs. We wanted guidance from yourselves. How do we do it? If we did it on a Tuesday, we'd probably take a lunchtime, half an hour or so, in preparation for Wednesday. But we wanted guidance from yourselves so that we could invite people. I think it's very useful to get the input from these authors, but it's about timing. Members must just give us an indication. Bearing in mind that we meet 1 o'clock on a Wednesday. Is 12:30 good, or would we rather do it the day before? We could get just some sort of guidance from yourself. Debian?
Yeah, I think that would improve our effectiveness and efficiency. Dealing with the report, we have to consider action. That will assist us. I'm taking this advice to my committee as well.
Timing, which day?
Well, Tuesday. Well, that's a preparations day. Wednesday is my last day in the morning.
Half past twelve. Remember, it's once a quarter. It's not every Tuesday.
I think it's fine.
So once a quarter, all of us will sacrifice half an hour of our lunch the Tuesday before the Wednesday meeting.
Might we have a working lunch?
Or we could even have a working lunch, it's up to us, yes.
Yeah.
All right, so the team will then notify any or everybody that comes and or has a preparation for our meeting, that we'll always meet, we'll have a lunchtime meeting in preparation for the next day. Thank you very much, members. That makes our life easier. And to the budget committee, or the budget office, are they here? If they're not, when they are here, welcome them to the team of support for our members. But they will also give us their own views as and when we go on. All right, I was just informed that, before you get there, I was just informed that Mr. Waters, don't praise Cindy for the minutes of the 12th. They were actually done by Darren. So say well done to Darren. It's not the coffee.
Well done, Darren.
Sorry.
Not
<Sorry.
laughs> the coffee.
I thought somebody wanted to say something, no? Yes, Mr. Singh.
Yeah, Chairperson, thank you. You know, we're talking about researchers and things like that. And I'm saying this purely from the point of view that we're dealing with Parliament's budget vote. The researchers work for Parliament. The researchers probably have some subjective views on the way Parliament operates. And I just want us to be assured, reassured that in drafting the research report, it's as objective as possible. Otherwise, it's like asking a person from the Department of Public Works who's presenting the report, a researcher from there, to give us a view on the vote of Public Works. I know the researchers, and I know that the subjective views might not crop it, but it's just something that they've got to watch as we move forward, given the tensions that exist between staff and Parliament at this moment.
Taken. Everybody is in agreement, so we will watch you at the hawk's eye. I think what Mr. Singh is saying in layman's language, don't smuggle your own issues into our reports, whether it's Nehau based or whatever, don't smuggle them into our report. Report of the 14th. Let us up front, members, apologize. We tried to get them out first thing in the morning yesterday to give you sufficient time. But honestly, Cindy and the team and I only completed them around about 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So apologies for the late, but in future you probably will get them at least 48 hours before the time. So if we could go to the report dated the 21st of October 2016 and ask members if they want to make any amendments or comments on page number 1. Members do have these, have the report, yes. On page number 2, are there any? Yes, Mr. Singh.
On page 1, I'm asking myself a question. Are we considering, firstly, are we considering the performance of Parliament? Or what are we doing in this report? The JSC having considered the performance of Parliament. Is the whole report about the performance of Parliament or the finances? Or
it's the performance and finances, I guess. If there's a better word.
I don't know what the word is.
The financial performance. Any suggestions? Yeah.
Chair, I was proposing that we insert financial and non-financial performance.
I beg your pardon?
Financial and non-financial performance of Parliament. We insert that.
There's a proposal, members. Financial and non-financial performance. That's what it is, really. I don't know if there's a smarter way of putting it. Yes, sir.
It is the annual report. The annual report captures both financial and non-financial performance.
Right. Can we then change performance of Parliament to having considered the annual report of the Republic?
Yeah.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Are you noting that? Thank you very much, Mr. Singh. Any other amendments on page number 1? Can we move to page number 2? On page number 3. On page number 4. Page number 5. Members will see on page number 5, we tried to put a footnote at the bottom there, just to explain it because we were struggling to understand it, but that's just really a footnote on page number 5. Page number 6. Page number 6, honourable members, on note 324, that 12th of May 2016 should be changed to the 5th of September 2016. Got it done? Any other changes on page number 6? Page number 7. Page 8. Page 9. Page 10. Page number 11. Just for ease of mind of members, the way we draft our reports is that the first and second or third part of our reports really we try and capture what has been there, factual. What really matters to us is from part C, because that is really where we come in.
Yes.
So going forward also, the observations and recommendations are things that we would ask the others up to that point. We just try and capture what AG or anybody else has said to us. So I would then go to page number 12 and check if we have captured the committee's collective understanding. Any changes on page number 12? On page 13, are there any improvements, amendments, deletions? Yes, anybody? Honourable Singh and then Honourable De Beer.
Yeah, thank you very much. I cannot quite recall on 622, the last line. We therefore welcome firstly to the efforts that, we not welcome that efforts. We therefore welcome efforts that are underway to review and improve the performance management system. Now, is this being done in consultation with organized labor? Is this being done in consultation, the review and improvement of the performance management system? Is it being done in consultation or is it being done just by management on their own? Because I think there's a joint effort. If that's so, we should capture it. Yeah. we've got to bring them organized labor into this. We don't want a one-sided report where we are just on the side of Parliament only or the administration. But I'm just bringing it in as a point.
Mike, so we're not going to even ask these people because we are the ones that take decisions. If we think that we want to add to or subtract from or include your point, then we must suggest that that include your point. But I think they must just capture our sentiments. I don't think we should be asking them the question. But yes, indeed, if we feel that the efforts of improving must somehow incorporate the views of organized labor, then let's say so. We're trying to formulate the proposal. Mr. Singh is suggesting that we put something that says that it must not just be management, but it must be the total complement of staff, I think is what he's saying. And we were saying that we welcome the fact that there's improvement, but somebody's suggesting here, we add the words after system and urge the institution to include organized labor in this process. Let me repeat it. After system, it will be system, comma, and urge the institution to include organized labor in this process. Would that be happy? Would be happy with that?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And then we have noted you, Honorable Debien.
Yeah, at the bottom of page 13, the second sentence, the second last sentence, the committee notes that vacant posts had, were not funded. I think the had must be deleted.
All right, you got that? We'll take out that on Honorable Masada?
No, on 6.2.3. It's just that the way they use the words efficiencies and efficacy. I'd rather prefer that we use the word efficiencies and effectiveness of the institution.
That is on bullet point?
2.3.
Efficiencies and effectiveness.
All right.
FSC
removed and replaced by effectiveness. Got that down? All right. Any other amendments on page 13? I see Mr. Singh nodding, so on the change you made you happy. Fine. Page 14. Members, I had a question, and I don't think it's here or there. 651. If you look at the third paragraph, we're talking there about the irregular expenditure. The committee is concerned about the slow progress in finalizing disciplinary matters. Now, I don't know if irregular expenditures and disciplinary matters, or is it investigations? I'm not sure, because...
Sorry, Chairperson, but it goes on further to say resulted in irregular expenditure. So the point is that does it belong here under this paragraph?
No, that's the point that I'm making.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah,
asking the question.
What you're implying here.
Is the investigation of disciplinary matters and the investigation of irregular expenditure and disciplinary steps of irregular expenditure necessarily the same thing. I'm just saying that my understanding is normally investigation of these matters and corrective action. discipline almost means that found, or not found guilty or whatever, but I just think it didn't sit right with me. So I was just getting some sort of advice from yourselves on that matter. And I'll tell you why, Darren, because disciplinary matters, I think there's a disciplinary committee that deals with that. Irregular expenditure is a matter of the accounting office and not necessarily a disciplinary process where, in that fashion. So I don't know, just asking members, Honorable Masondo and then Honorable Singh, just that on that point.
My sense, Chairman, would be that we just need to keep an eye on the management of these different cases and make sure that a perennial problem in the public service of cases not being attended to on time, people getting paid while the home is suspended, those kinds of things do not. The actual crafting, in terms of the wording and so on, need just to make sure that is taken into account. Because the issues is sometimes, I mean, there are 20, 30, sometimes 100 cases that are there. There's no systematic way of dealing with them. We must just make sure that does not happen.
Okay. Was it you, Mr. Singh? Yeah?
Thank you, Chair. You see, the line before that said all seven matters relate to non-attendance, adherence to procurement processes. I would suggest that the committee is concerned about slow progress in finalizing these disciplinary matters, full stop.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, all right. So it's not all disciplinary, but it's specific to irregular expenditure. You add the word these.
Yeah.
That's what you're suggesting, Mr. Singh?
Yeah.
Okay, these disciplinary matters. All right. Any other amendments, corrections, strengthening on page 40? On page number 15, honorable members. And finally, on page number 60. All right, Honorable Masondo, I'm just looking at 751. I think that covers what you more or less were saying, that we keep an eye on disciplinary matters and make sure that they finalize timelessly. So I think it's covered there. Any changes on page 16? No? I put a report from page 1 to page 16 to honorable members for adoption. Honorable Waters and seconded by Honorable De Beer. Honorable members, with those two or three amendments noted by Darren, we will then finalize it, and I would assume do the necessary and send it to Parliament. Is that what happens? So it will be ATC'd in due course.
Yeah.
Honorable members, that's successful completion of our very first report as this committee, and I'm very proud of you all. I have nothing else, Honorable Chair, if you could close the meeting. Nothing. All right. Our next meeting, honorable members, is on the 16th of November. And the question is, we've got minutes outstanding from Wednesday. We've got yesterday's minutes and the report. Those minutes and report could be done by the end of the week. Are we comfortable that we only adopt them on the 16th of November, even if you get them at the end of the week? We don't have to meet, we'll adopt them at our next meeting on the 16th of November. All right, we will get them out to you as soon as possible, and we will adopt them at our next meeting on the 16th of November.
Chair, I'm sorry,
yes, sir.
Take you one step back. I'm just looking at the second last, last page 16.
Page 16, yeah.
761, debt recovery. If we can just read that. Every effort should be made to ensure that the debt reported in 2015-16 was recovered within acceptable time frames. Correct. The next sentence, try and explain that to me. Care should be taken that institution only classified debt which it has a reasonable chance of recovering. Full stop. There's something not there.
There's a part missing.
Care should be taken by the institution to only classify.
Which one is
that? Which is the
I thought that this led to a discussion that we had about the need to have classified debt. That classification should be on those debt that can be recovered. And that should be very careful about being too general about it. Remember, it was about the strike and the need to recover money there.
All right. Okay.
Mr. Seaspoint,
let's think, Mr. Waters, do you
want
to say something on that?
Well, maybe to give a suggestion, maybe we could just say that the institution should only classify debt which it has a reasonable chance of recovery. If that's what you were getting at.
I suppose debt is debt, whether it is recoverable or not. We must. It will be written off after a reasonable time. I think that is it.
19 million.
It
was 19 million.
Should classified not become classifies?
Care should be taken that
the institution
only classifies debt.
Yeah.
That is recoverable.
That's
and debt that's not recoverable, what would we do with it? It's a debt, that's the point that I'm making. A debt is a debt whether it's recoverable or not recoverable, because there's a process in moving it from debt to write-off. Otherwise, you're going to say anything that is not reasonably recoverable, we don't even put in our books. I think we have to put it in our books and then show it as a write-off. We can't just ignore it. I think that's the normal financial or the normal accounting process. But I hear what members are saying. I think the sentence doesn't read correct, I agree. Yes, sir.
Thanks, Chair. With your permission, one can propose that we take it out, this sentence, so that we don't complicate the issue.
Right. There's a proposal that a whole care should be taken, sentence should be removed. I don't think it diminishes the point at all.
Agreed?
Yeah. All right, we will take that off, that entire sentence. Sorry for that, honorable members. So we re-put it for consideration and adoption by the committee. Thank you very much, honorable members.
Chairperson, 16 November, referring to the National Council of Provinces, is the day when our members will be in provinces between the Bolshoi Committees on Finance on the 76th legislation and the Minister of Revenue Amendment Law. So that affects the members of the NCP in this committee. I just want to sensitize.
Okay, that should be noted because of the tight time frame within which we have to comply with after the MTVPS. But I think the Secretariat proposed that we to reconsider a date that will make it possible for us to meet within the same period, but not on the 16th. Yes, Honourable Sir.
So this is just to facilitate. It will not be able to be during that week, because if you recall, Chairperson, we got taking Parliament to the people to Islam. So it will have to be the following week, if possible at all, to the others. Thank you.
Thanks, that makes sense. That's the week after. Let's consider any day after. Yes, Wednesday, possible date. Any other, okay, there is nothing like any other matter. So thanks very much for the meeting. Much more pointed. Thanks, honorable members. Yeah, the meeting is adjourned.
Coleman.